Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. With the new year, we hear a lot about resolutions, and we've been talking about goals and, more importantly, about goal attainment. This week, I was reminded, in some small and not so small ways, that in the process of pursuing our goals, we are inevitably going to meet with challenges or roadblocks along the way. And as important as it is to have good goals, it's also going to be equally, if not more important, to be resilient in the face of the challenges that come along the way. By resilience, I simply mean our capacity or our ability to adapt well in the face of adversity, to bounce back from difficult experiences. One of the things that's really important to remember is that resilience is not something you either have or you don't have. It's not an inborn trait. Resilience, rather, is an assortment of behaviors or thoughts or actions that can be learned and developed. So we can develop and cultivate our own resilience. Well, how do you do that then? What I'd like to do is just point out a few areas or ways in which you can work to build resilience in your life so that you will be better prepared in the process when you run into challenges along the way towards reaching your equestrian goals. The first area is something that I talk about all the time in lots of different situations. It seems to come up over and over and over again. One of the most powerful ways that you can build or cultivate resilience is to build or cultivate strong supportive relationships. Whether we're talking about relationships with a trainer, with stablemates, with friends, with close family members, when we have strong, supportive relationships and people around us in those positive connections, then we tend to be more resilient in the face of adversity. The second thing is to cultivate what I call a sense of personal efficacy. And what I mean by that is to pay attention rather than the feelings of hopelessness or the thought or idea that, oh my God, we're never going to get to the other side of this particular challenge. Focus instead on your ability and capacity to have solved problems as well as solving problems as they come along. To think about and focus on all the different ways that you are able to navigate and solve problems, both big and small, in your day-to-day life. Focusing on that capacity builds that sense of confidence in yourself that I call personal efficacy. Third thing comes from our discussion of goal attainment, which is the idea that being resilient, it's helpful to take small steps every day. So even if you feel really challenged by a particular roadblock that you run into, find a way to take some small steps, maybe even break things down in a finer way until you can find something that you can do every day to move you towards your goals. The final thing is about building and strengthening your ability to regulate, manage, or tolerate strong emotions. A lot of times when we're faced with adversity, it's normal to feel upset, sad, depressed, feelings of hopelessness, so on and so forth, angry. The important thing is not to not feel those things. Those are normal feelings in the face of adversity. The challenge is to be able to feel those things without being overwhelmed by them, or to feel those things without having those particular feelings drive our actions moving forward. The strategy I suggest for helping us build that ability to regulate, manage, and tolerate our emotions is another activity that I recommend to equestrians all the time. It has so, so, so many benefits for us as riders. And that's engaging in a practice of mindfulness or mindfulness meditation, which helps us to be aware of and to accept the things that we feel without necessarily reacting or responding strongly to them, without having them drive our behavior in ways that are hard to control. Moving forward in the year, when you're thinking about your goals and you're working towards them, make sure that you take time as well to think about developing and supporting your own personal sense of resilience.